O people, no one is ours, and we are not of this world. Except Sawan and Kirpal, we know nobody else. This is a bhajan on page one, excuse me, on page 80. The true Naam of Sawan makes the life. In a moment, it removes the dirt of birth after birth. O giver, grant us the treatment and remove the disease of egoism. O Sadhguru Kirpal, beloved giver, giving up the whole world, we have called upon you. Make us focus to go straight to Sachkhand. The realm of the negative power is huge. Save us from it by showering grace on us. You yourself make us free from the traps of Maya. We do not recognize your mercy on our soul. You are beyond description and name. Your form is radiant. Wherever I look, I see your form. Make a jibe obtain the grace of Kirpal and Sawan. O people, dear ones, no one is ours, and we are not of this world. Except Sawan and Kirpal, we know nobody else. The Bhajan of Sansis on page 80.
Sadhana koi viloko, asina jahan de, sawan kirpal bacho, kise nu jaan de. Sadhana koi viloko, asina jahan de, sawan kirpal bacho, kise nu jaan. Sawan da naam sacha, jindagi banondae, janmadi mel lagi, palavich Sawan da naam sacha, jindagi banondae, janmadi mel lagi, palavich Nata kariyo ilijisarda, homero gatan de, sawan kirpal bacho, kise nu nijan de, sardana koi veloko, asina jahan de, Sawan kirpal bacho, kise nu nijan. Satguru kirpal, darta pyariya, charke jahan sara, tenu hi pukariya. Satguru Kirpala, Dharita Pyariya, Charke Jahan Sara, Tenu Hi Pukariya, Sadeladyo Dhyana Side, Sachikand jan de, sawan kirpal bacho, kise nu nijan de. Sardana koi veloko, asina jahan de, Sawan kirpal bacho, kise nu nijan. Varkal da pasara, dayakarke bachalo, maya de janjalvicho, apahichu dalvo. Maya de Janjalavicho Apahichudal Atmatera Himatera Asina Pachanade Sawanikir Sardana koivelo asina jahanade sawan kirpalabajo kise De karme jidar disda tera hi rupahe tu he alakanami tera nuri sarupahe de karme jidar disda Tera hi rupahe Daya kirpala sohanadi Ajay banu panade Sawan kirpala bacho Kise nune janade Sardana koivelo Asina jahanade Sawanikirpalabajo Kise nune janade
The realm of the negative power is huge. Save us from it by showering grace on us. You yourself make us free from the traps of Maya. We do not recognize your mercy on our soul. You are beyond description and name. Your form is radiant. Wherever I look, I see your form. Nekajab obtained the grace of Kirpal and Sawan. O dear ones, no one is ours, and we are not of this world. Except Sawan and Kirpal, we know nobody else. There's an announcement, a reminder that Saturday, September 14th, there will be a one-day meditation retreat celebrating Sanchi's birthday. He was born September 11th, 19. 26. All initiates are welcome to attend any of the scheduled meditation sittings. Schedules can be picked up at the book table in the big house. Guests wishing to attend and needing overnight accommodations are asked to please let the ashram know by using the link in the email you received on August 24th. And local initiates who plan to take any meals at the ashram are requested to please let us know too, by signing up online. Excuse me. And I'm going to continue reading from Master Kirpal's collection of talks entitled Man Know Thyself, and it is in The Way of the Saints. Master Kirpal says, "Do not judge a master by his external appearance, genealogical descent, rate, rich or poor attire, country of origin, how he talks, eats, or the positions he holds, the number of books that he is the author of, or by what people say about him. First, receive the inner experience he promises, then judge from that elevated angle of vision. Self-experience is the criterion for judging a genuine master. Any living person who sees things from a spiritual level, man in his embarrassments, difficulties, and helplessness, and who has studied the problems confronting humanity, can provide their solutions and is also able to correct and guide man visibly and invisibly, morally and spiritually, in theory as well in practice. Only such a person is fit to take the responsible position of a master. Blessed are those who experience a stirring emotion of happiness and longing in their hearts on hearing the news that such a master exists and is near. Spirituality is a science simpler and easier than other sciences. Man has not to exert except in molding himself ethically and morally to the climax of love, sincerity, and humility, which will produce the necessary state of receptivity in him. Everything else is in the hands of the master. Again, a movement, no matter how spiritual it may appear to be on the surface, should not be judged by the number of followers that it has. A good speaker can attract crowds anywhere, yet there may not be anything material or convincing in his speech. Spirituality is not the exclusive possession of any family or place, but it is like a scented flower that grows wherever nature has ordained, and around which the bees gather from far and wide to sip its nectar. Masters do not rush after glory of self, although they certainly deserve such glory. Even in ordinary talks, they will be heard to say, "Oh, it is all the grace of my master. It is none of my doing. My master deserves all the praise and credit." This humility places them far above the low level of egoism found in this world. Masters have come in all ages to offer this natural science to man. Only those who are discontented with this world will rush to them. Others, to whom worldly attractions, pleasures, and luxuries are dear, they will turn their backs. Those in whose hearts all noble sentiments are dead not only put all possible obstacles in the ways of the saints, but also subject them to various kinds of tortures, as the study of the lives of Jesus, Guru Nanak, Kabir, and others will show. Masters have come in the past. They are existing today and will continue to come in the future for the spiritual benefit of man. To suppose and accept that spirituality has become the sole prerogative of any religion after the passing of a master on whose blessings it is based, and that sacred books are the only guide, shows the thoughtlessness of man. How can we distinguish between a genuine and a false master? There is, in fact, no such testing stone or magical formula except that of self-experience for discriminating right from wrong, truth from falsehood, and reality from unreality. Even in the time of Emperor Janak, the father of Sita of the Ramayana, who was prepared to pay a big fee for the theoretical knowledge of this science, only one, Yajnavalkya, out of all the rishis, yogis, and munis in India, was able to do so and won the prize. Yajnavalkya, however, had the moral courage to admit, "Gargi, I know the theory only, but have no experience of it." On a second occasion, Emperor Janak proclaimed that he wanted a practical experience of this science on a certain date, and that in a very short time too, not exceeding the time taken to straddle a horse and put each foot in its stirrup. Great yogis and rishis throughout the length and breadth of India were invited. But at the appointed time, only one person stepped forward to accept the challenge. This was a hunchback named Ashtavakra, who had eight humps in his body. The audience, taking him for a maniac, laughed aloud at his appearance. Ashtavakra said, "How can you expect to get spiritual experience from these cobblers you have collected, who have eyes only for the skin of the body, but cannot see within?" The experience was duly given to the emperor within the allotted time. The point to consider is that at the time when spirituality was thriving, only one person came forward to accept the challenge. In these times, then, when materialism is on the increase, we do not find competent masters growing like mushrooms. So search we must, not allowing false propaganda, the testimony of others, blind faith, the promise of future happiness, and our regard for position, wealth, and pleasure to lead us astray. When such personalities come, they are competent to give life to millions of people who go to them. They are the children of light and give light to all humanity. Blind faith is one of the main obstacles to overcome. What we simply listen to, read, or follow without investigating as to what and where it will lead to is blind faith. If one is careless and forgets the ends while following the means, so that he does not see whether he is nearing the end or not, is still blind faith. When one goes to a master and listens attentively to the explanations given by him on the subject of gaining self-knowledge by self-analysis, duly supported by one or more quotations from the valuable sayings of various saints, he is intellectually convinced to tread the path as an experimental measure and act up to what the master says with faith for the time being. This is the first stepping stone to learn about reality. When he has the first-hand experience of whatever degree it may be, he is convinced and progresses from day to day. Today, man listens to talks, lectures, and sermons, accepts and believes these all his life, and takes for granted that he has been placed firmly on the way to salvation. But when death comes with all its sufferings, pangs of separation, and fears of the unknown, he realizes his mistake. Man's lifelong habit of attachment to his body occupies all his thoughts, while friends, doctors, relatives, and priests stand by, helpless and despairing. It is here that the science of Paravidya is of great help to us. The soul's withdrawal from the body is greatly eased, and the master appears to receive and guide it further into the beyond. Death is to such a one the happiest of events, and like marriage, is the union with the beloved. He has already visited and convinced himself of the superiority of the higher regions and traverses the familiar territory without fear. My master, Hazur Baba Sawan Singh Ji, when impressing the need of spiritual practices on his disciples, used to say to them, "Go and see a disciple dying to be convinced." Saints believe in salvation during one's lifetime and not in salvation after death. This is indeed a simple and easy science, but the disciple should never rest content with his initiation without spiritual experience. He should then devote regular time to the spiritual practices, and the master must be regularly informed of his progress. He should constantly seek the guidance of his master personally or by letter without entertaining thoughts that he is bothering him. The master knows by intuition how each disciple is faring and can remove most of his difficulties by thought transference or other means, but he wishes any difficulties in progress to be brought to his notice in writing. The ancient path of Surachab Yoga or Paravidya is one that can be followed by men, women, and children of all ages without any difficulty. Unlike other ways which involve complicated, strenuous exercises and control of the breath. These at the most lead to a slight control over the self and a few paltry powers. The latter methods also require a strong physique and a rich diet. As such, they are condemned by the masters as unsuited to this age and is involving physical dangers to the body. In the physical body, two main currents are working that control life. One, a motor current, breathing or prana, and the other, a sensory current, which may be also called attention or surat. The masters ignore the former so that the breathing is not interfered with and the life process goes on. The sensory current ramifies throughout the entire body, but its main center lies between and behind the two eyebrows, along with the mind, and we have to withdraw the sensory current or spirit to its center. And I will stop there, and I'm going to begin to read a talk of Santi's entitled, Don't Waste This Precious Birth. It was a talk that was given on June 12, 1994 in France. And Santi says, salutations unto the feet of Lord Sawan and Kirpal, who showering limitless grace upon us has given us the opportunity of singing their glories. A hymn of Guru Ram Das Ji Maharaj is presented to you, in which he describes the glory of the Nam. And he talks about the condition of those people who have the Nam, and also of those who do not have the Nam. He says that in this world there is no peace in any wealth. There is no peace in any other worldly material. If there is anything from which we can get peace, that is the Nam. Ravidas Ji Maharaj says, he who meditates upon the Nam, if he has any sufferings, they also get changed into happiness. Those who do not do the devotion of God Almighty, those who do not do the meditation of Shabnam, even their happiness changes into unhappiness. All the religions, all the religious books call aloud, saying that the liberation is in the Nam, peace is in the Nam. But never with a cool heart have we thought about or wondered about the Nam, whether it is a word of any particular language, all the Vedas, Shastras, after all the religious books are written in one or another language. But Nam is such a thing. It is the unwritten law and the unspoken language. Saints call that power as Nam, who is the cause of this whole creation, who has created this creation and becoming the form of the Nam. He is present in all parts of the creation, and he is maintaining and running this creation. We cannot obtain that Nam from any book or scripture. Those books and scriptures only glorify the Nam. They only talk about the Nam. God Almighty sends his beloved sons, saints, and mahatmas into this world after making them the owner of the store of Nam. Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj said, all the Smritis, the Vedas, the Puranas, they all talk about the Nam. And without Nam, everything else is useless. That Nam is the owner of all the riches, all the treasures, and his glory is limitless. His glory cannot be described. Guru Sahib says, the limitless wealth of the Nam resides within the heart of the devotees of the Lord. In the Shabd, you read that either the Nam knows the importance and the glory of the Nam, or one who has meditated upon and has become the form of Nam, or who has become one with the Nam, knows the glory of Nam. Rabidas Ji Maharaj says, those who after getting the human body have not gotten the Nam, they are the living dead bodies. He says that the condition of the one who does not have the Nam is like the condition of a bird without wings or a fish without water. Guru Sahib means to say that no matter what path we follow other than the path of the Nam, in the end, we will have to repent. Because in the end, we all will repent if we have not made the best use of this human body. And if we have not done the meditation of the Nam, we are wasting our precious human birth in exchange for the pleasures and the useless things. Only in the end do we realize, and then we repent. And the Bani says, the mind gets content when one gets Nam, curse on the life without Nam. In order to obtain the Nam, Guru Ram Das Ji Maharaj served his master very much. And in order to receive the Nam and manifest that Nam within him, Guru Ram Das Ji Maharaj struggled with his mind very much. That is why he says here, there is no peace in anything except the Nam. If we have not gotten the Nam, our coming into this world was useless, and we cannot fulfill the purpose for which we have been given this body. Guru Ravidas Ji Maharaj says, O Lord, your Nam is my arti, your Nam is my sandalwood, and your Nam is my peace zone, on which I rub the sandalwood to make the paste which I put on my forehead. Your Nam is my pilgrimage. If we connect ourselves with Nam, the fruit which we hope to get by going on all the pilgrimages, we get that just by connecting ourselves with Nam. The jiva who does not have the Nam is like a donkey who doesn't know about anything except to fill his stomach. And the Bani says, may I meet with a Gurumukh, dear one, who would tell me the qualities of the Lord. Now Guru Ram Das lovingly says that if Nam was just a few words, then why would he work so hard and suffer so many hardships? Paltu Sahib says, everyone talks about the Nam, but no one has obtained the Nam by talking. No one has obtained the Nam because the glory of Nam is unique. Go and meet only him who has manifested that Nam within him. That is why lovingly he says that no doubt every religion talks about the Nam, and they all agree that there is no liberation without the Nam. But they do not understand the glory and the importance of the Nam. He lovingly says that Nam is the form of the saint and the saint is the form of Nam. They come from Nam and meditating upon Nam, they have become the form of Nam, and Nam always protects them. Such saints and Mahatmas always sing the glory of the Nam, whether they are sitting or standing, whether they are sleeping or awake. They always talk about the glory of the Nam, and they connect their followers, their initiates, their disciples, with the light and the sound of that Nam. Bolti Sahib lovingly says, If anyone is desiring Nam, he should know that Nam is nameless. It doesn't have any form. It doesn't have any outline. It cannot be written in any words. O Paltu, only the saints are able to look at that Nam with their divine wisdom and vision. When we keep our attention at the eye center, lovingly and with full faith in the Master, and we repeat the five holy names which our Master has given to us, our consciousness, which is spread all over and also outside of our body, all of that consciousness starts getting concentrated. And then our attention gets connected with the Nam within, and we attune ourselves to the sound of the Lord within. Then the inner path gets opened to us like an open book, and no illusion remains. The reality is that we can see things more clearly in our within than in the outside world. Our mind is the essence of Brahm, and he is the resident of the second spiritual plane. So when we are able to take our mind in his origin and we leave him there, we may even say that the knot binding the mind and the soul is released, and we are able to free our soul from the bond of the mind and are able to take our soul beyond Brahm into the Parbrahm. This is what the masters call the opening of the experience, or opening of the vision, or lifting of the veil, or reaching the tenth door, or inverting within. Saints also call the same process the status of samadhi, or dying while living. So Guru Ram Das Ji Maharaj says that we can get this secret of Nam only under the guidance of a perfect master. Maharaj Sawan Singh Ji used to say that there are a couple of things of the present time which work. As the living teacher is the only one who can educate our children, in the same way only the judge or the magistrate of the present time can settle our disputes. And also, only a living doctor can give us the medicine to remove our illnesses. In the same way, only a living master, or the master of the present time, can give us the Nam initiation and connect us with the Nam within. Saints do not criticize any saint or Mahatma who has come into this world in the past, those who did the preaching of the Nam and who have gone back into the Nam. In fact, they have much love, appreciation, and respect for all the saints who have come in this world. Swamiji Maharaj says, "I bow down to everyone and with much respect I greet them, but I do not understand anyone as equal to my master." Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj also says, "All the gurus and the peers are my master." Swamiji Maharaj says, "Give up relying on the past masters. I say this for your benefit. Go and search for the living master. I say this for your benefit." All the saints and Mahatmas have said this. So Guru Ram Das Ji also says, "May I meet with some Gurumukh, some beloved of God, some perfect master, who may connect me with the Nam within, and who may tell me about the benefit of doing the meditation of Nam, and who may make me aware of the loss if I don't meditate on the Nam. We come to know about the quality of a tree by eating the fruit which it bears." And I will stop there. And the video that I'm playing is a continuation of a video of a talk that Sanchi gave on October
31st, 1990. शक्तिशाली जर्नल सी कमांडर इन चीफ सी उसने बड़ा सख्त तप कीता सी, 60,000 बरस ओदी स्वर्गां तक रसाई सी। जब स्वर्गां दे विच गया उत्थे उर्वशी परी ने उसनू ठग लिया, संकुंदना पैदा हो गई। पहला तां शहरां दे विच नाटक ही करदे सीगे, अज कल तां ओदी फिल्म भी बना दित्ती है कि किस तरह विश्वामित्र दा तप सी जिहड़ा ओह भंग होया एक संकुंदना परी दे उत्ते।
यू वुड हैव रेड द स्टोरी ऑफ विश्वामित्र who was a very powerful general of Lord Rama.
Ustedes habrán leído la historia de Vishwamitra, quien era un general muy poderoso del señor Rama.
He was the commander in chief of Lord Rama.
Él era el comandante supremo del señor Rama.
He performed the austerities for 60,000 years and he went up to the heavens.
Él realizó las austeridades durante 60,000 años y él alcanzó a llegar hasta los cielos.
When he went to the heavens, he was tempted by a fairy, Urvashi. Indulging with her, Shakuntala was born.
Él una vez que llegó allá a los cielos, él fue tentado por
Urvashi.
Urvashi, ella era un hada y de su unión nació Shakuntala.
Up until now, they only used to play the dramas or the plays of Shakuntala in the streets, but nowadays, now they have even made the film showing that how Vishwamitra fall when he went to the heavens.
Hasta hace un tiempo atrás, solo hacían las representaciones o el teatro, una obra teatral de Shakuntala, pero inclusive ahora ya están haciendo la película de cómo cayó Vishwamitra.
तो हुण तुसीं देख सकदे हो कि किस तरह रिखियां मनियां ने जो स्वर्गां तक पहुंचे सी उत्थे सूक्ष्म भोगां ने स्वर्गां दे भोगां ने उहनां नूं गुरा दित्ता।
सो यू कैन सी दैट हाउ द ऋषिस एंड मुनीश दोज हू रीच्ड अप टू द हेवंस हाउ दे वर मेड टू फॉल बाय द पैशंस by the causal or the astral passions and by the passions of the heavens.
Así que ustedes pueden ver cómo hasta los rishis y munis, aquellos que habían quienes habían llegado hasta los cielos, cómo ellos cayeron debido a las pasiones que existían allá en ese mundo astral y en el causal.
Ese tarah eh naam di naam pagdi taraf har jeev nu piche karde hai agar koi ਸਤਸੰਗੀ ਨਾਮ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਬਰਿਆਈ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ ਬੁਰੇ ਕੰਮ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ ਇਹ ਇੱਕ ਸਚਿਆਈ ਹੈ ਸਾਲ ਉਸ ਵਕਤ ਗੁਰੂ ਨੂੰ ਦਿਖਾਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਆਹ ਦੇਖ ਜਿਹਨੂੰ ਤੂੰ ਨਾਮ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਹੈ ਇਹ ਕਿੱਡਾ ਪਤਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਨਾਮ ਦੇ ਕਾਬਿਲ ਸੀਗਾ ਤੂੰ ਇਸ ਤੋਂ ਆਪਦਾ ਨਾਮ ਵਾਪਸ ਲੈ ਲਾ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਜੀਵ ਦੇ ਸੱਜੇ ਪਾਸੇ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਰੂਪ ਗੁਰੂ ਬੈਠਾ ਹੈ ਖੱਬੇ ਪਾਸੇ ਕਾਲ ਬੈਠਾ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਇਸੇ ਜਗ੍ਹਾ ਹੀ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਵਾਰਤਾਲਾਪ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਉਹ ਸਾਰਾ ਕੁਛ ਦੱਸਦਾ ਹੈ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਸੰਤਾਂ ਦਾ ਇਹ ਕਾਇਦਾ ਹੈ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਚੀਜ਼ ਇੱਕ ਵਾਰੀ ਦੇ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਜੀਵ ਨੂੰ ਉਹ ਵਾਪਸ ਨਹੀਂ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਗੇ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਅਗਰ ਕਿਸੇ ਪਿਤਾ ਨੂੰ ਕਿਸੇ ਦਾ ਪੁੱਤ ਬਦਮਾਸ਼ੀ ਕਰੇ ਕੋਈ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਅਲਾਂਬਾ ਦੇਵੇ ਕਿ ਵੀ ਤੇਰਾ ਪੁੱਤ ਕਿੱਡਾ ਬਦਮਾਸ਼ ਹੈ ਤੂੰ ਇਸ ਨੂੰ ਘਰੋਂ ਕੱਢ ਦੇ ਸਿਆਣਾ ਪਿਤਾ ਮਿਊਸ ਤਾਂ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਮੇਰੇ ਪੁੱਤ ਨੇ ਚੰਗਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਕੀਤਾ ਗਾ ਬੇਸ਼ੱਕ ਉਹਦੀ ਹਰਕਤ 'ਤੇ ਖੁਸ਼ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਗਾ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਫਿਰ ਵੀ ਘਰੇ ਕੱਢਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਉਹ ਤਿਆਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਗਾ ਉਹ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਮੈਂ ਸਮਝਾ ਲੂੰਗਾ ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਗੁਰੂ ਵੀ ਅੰਦਰ ਕਾਲ ਸ਼ਕਤੀ ਨੂੰ ਇਹੀ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਮੈਂ ਇਹਨੂੰ ਸਮਝਾਊਂਗਾ ਇਹ ਠੀਕ ਬਣ ਜਾਏਗਾ
ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਵਾਈ ਦੀਸ ਐਂਜਲਸ ਦੇ ਆਲਵੇਜ਼ ਸਟਾਪ ਦ ਸੋਲਸ ਫਰੋਮ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਦ ਡਿਵੋਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਨਾਮ
Por eso es que estos ángeles siempre tratan de que las personas no hagan la devoción del Nam.
This is true that when any initiated soul does anything bad or makes any mistake or does anything which is not supposed to do, at that time the negative power or these angels, they taunt the master and they say that this is the person whom you have given your Nam initiation, look at him. What he is doing.
Esto es cierto que cuando un discípulo o una persona iniciada hace alguna cosa mala o si comete algún error, alguna falta o si hace alguna cosa mala, El poder negativo en ese momento se burla del maestro o le dice al maestro, mira esta persona, esta fue la persona a la que tú le diste la iniciación del Nam.
This dialogue of the master with the negative power or the angels take place in our within, because in our within, as the master is sitting in the right hand side, the angels or the negative power is sitting on the left hand side, and they both are equally aware, and they both are seeing or looking at the disciples' every action.
Esto sucede dentro de nosotros porque al lado derecho dentro de nosotros está sentado el maestro, y al lado izquierdo está sentado el poder negativo, o están sentados estos ángeles, y los dos son muy conscientes de lo que está haciendo el discípulo, y por eso este diálogo se lleva a cabo dentro de nosotros.
The negative power tells the master to withdraw his nam from the disciple, because he says that he is not fit for receiving your nam because he is doing all these bad things.
El poder negativo le dice al maestro que él debe retirar ese nam de ese discípulo porque el discípulo está haciendo toda clase de cosas malas.
But it is the rule of the saints that once they give anything to the disciples, they never withdraw it, they never take it back from them.
Pero esta es una regla que siguen los maestros, que una vez que le han dado algo al discípulo, ellos jamás retiran eso.
You know that if someone's son is doing the bad deeds, if he has become a bad character, and if he's doing the bad things, the neighbors come and they tell the father that he's doing all these bad things and you should turn him out from your home. Of course, the father becomes disappointed, but he is a wise person. He does not turn his son out of the home. He says that, no, he will be all right. I will explain to him.
Es como si el hijo de un señor está haciendo cosas malas, todos los vecinos y las personas que viven a su alrededor vendrán donde el padre y le dirán, se quejarán del hijo que está haciendo cosas malas y le sugerirán al padre que eche al hijo de la casa. Es cierto que el padre se desilusiona, pero sin embargo él no echará al hijo de la casa, sino que él dirá, no, yo le voy a hacer comprender las cosas.
In the same way, the master, who is very patient, also tells the negative power that, no, I will explain to him, he will come around and he will not do these bad deeds again.
De la misma manera, el maestro, quien es muy sabio, él le explica al poder negativo que no, yo le explicaré estas cosas a él, y él pensará acerca de las cosas y se volverá una persona buena.
ਜਿਹੜੇ ਆਲੇ ਦਰਜੇ ਦੇ ਸਸੰਗੀ ਬਾਹਰ ਵੀ ਹਨ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਸੰਤਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਬਾਹਰ ਵੀ ਸੇਵਕਾਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਗਲਤੀਆਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਲੋਕ ਤਾਨਾ ਮਾਰਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਦੇਖ ਵੀ ਇਹ ਸਸੰਗੀ ਵੀ ਬਣਿਆ, ਸੰਤਾਂ ਦਾ ਨਾਮ ਲੇਵਾ ਵੀ ਹੈ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਇਹ ਬਰਿਆਈ ਫਿਰ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਛੱਡ ਰਿਹਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਗਾ। ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਬਾਹਰ ਬਹੁਤ ਕੁਛ ਸੁਣਨਾ ਪੈਂਦਾ ਸੰਤਾਂ ਨੂੰ, ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਅੰਦਰ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਵੀ ਬਹੁਤ ਕੁਛ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਸੇਵਕ ਦੇ ਮੁਤਲਕ ਸੁਣਨਾ ਪੈਂਦਾ ਹੈ। ਇਸੇ ਨੂੰ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸਾਵਣ ਸਿੰਘ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸੀ ਕਿ ਸੰਤ ਨਹੀਂ ਉੱਡਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ, ਗੁਰੂ ਪੀਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਉੱਡਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਸੇਵਕ ਉਡਾਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ। ਜਿੰਨੇ ਸੇਵਕ ਚੰਗੇ ਹੋਣਗੇ, ਓਨੀ ਹੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੀ ਜ਼ਿਆਦੇ ਨਾਮ ਚਮਕੇਗਾ ਔਰ ਓਨੀ ਜ਼ਿਆਦੇ ਉਸਦੀ ਮਾਨਤਾ ਹੋਏਗੀ।
ਈਵਨ ਆਊਟਵਰਡਲੀ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰਸ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਹੀਅਰ ਸਮ ਥਿੰਗਸ, ਸਪੋਜ਼ ਇਫ ਦ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਇਜ਼ ਆਰ ਨਾਟ ਗੁੱਡ, ਦੈਨ ਦ ਪੀਪਲ come to them and they tell them that what kind of satsangis you have made, what kind of people are these who are following you. So just like they have to hear all these things internally from the negative power, in the same way outwardly also they have to hear such things from the other people if the satsangis are not doing good.
Incluso externamente los santos o los maestros tienen que escuchar tales cosas, porque algunas personas vienen y les dicen a los maestros que estos satsangis no son buenos, están haciendo esto y están haciendo lo otro, y se quejan ante ellos. Así que no solo tienen que escuchar ellos esto internamente del poder negativo, sino que externamente también lo escuchan de las demás personas, y los satsangis no son buenos.
Master Sawan Singh Ji used to say that it is not the masters who fly themselves, it is the disciples who make them fly. If there are more good disciples of the master, then the name of the master goes in every part of the world. He becomes famous because of the goodness of his disciples.
El maestro Sawan Singh Ji decía que no son los maestros los que vuelan por sí mismos, sino que son los discípulos los que hacen que el maestro vuele. Y los discípulos, si hay más discípulos que son buenos del maestro, entonces el nombre del maestro será muy famoso y se esparcirá por todo el mundo, y La grandeza del maestro la conocerán las personas por los discípulos buenos que él tiene.
Yo veas de jirge jinde ji andar jande hai ohna nu pata hai ke kis tarah ek ek roop piche satguru kaal de naal jhagda hai aur kis tarah us nu chhada ke le janda hai sahi karda hai. To maharaj saavan se kehnde hunde sige karja ਉਹਨੇ ਲੈਣਾ ਹੈ ਚਾਹੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੇਵੇ ਚਾਹੇ ਸਿੱਖ ਦੇਵੇ ਫਿਰ ਉਹ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸੀਗੇ ਕਿ ਉਹ ਇੱਕ ਪਾਈ ਦੀ ਰਾਇਤ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਦਾ ਗਾ ਔਰ ਇਹ ਵੀ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਅਖਤਿਆਰ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਉਹਦਾ ਕੀ ਵਜਾਨਾ ਲਵੇ ਉਹ ਸਭ ਕੁਝ ਸੰਤਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਤਾਰਨਾ ਪੈਂਦਾ ਹੈ
ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਗੋ ਵਿਦ ਇਨ ਵਾਈਲ ਲਿਵਿੰਗ ਬਾਈ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਦ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਦੇ ਨੋ ਦਿਸ ਵੈਰੀ ਵੈਲ ਦੈਟ ਹਾਊ ਮਚ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਹੈਜ਼ ਟੂ ਫਾਈਟ ਵਿਦ ਦ ਨੈਗੇਟਿਵ ਪਾਵਰ for every single soul.
Aquellos que van internamente mientras están viviendo, ellos saben muy bien o conocen muy bien cuánto tiene que luchar el maestro con el poder negativo por todas las almas.
Master Sawan Singh Ji used to say that the debt has to be paid. The negative power does not spare even one penny. And further, it is up to the negative power that in which form he wants the debt to be paid.
El maestro Sawan Singh decía que la deuda tiene que ser pagada, el poder negativo no perdona ni siquiera un centavo, y él es el que dice cómo es que se debe pagar la deuda.
Agar asi jinde ji nahi upar jande ge, to Satguru aakhri waqt aatma nu itthe ja ke hi andar teesre tal te hi ਉਹ ਸੰਭਾਲਦਾ ਹੈ ਥੋੜੀ ਜਿਹੀ ਉੱਪਰ ਗਈ ਆਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਉਹ ਸੰਭਾਲ ਲੈਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਅਗਰ ਇੱਥੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੰਭਾਲੇ ਤੋ ਅੰਡ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਸੰਭਾਲ ਲੈਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਸੰਭਾਲ ਜ਼ਰੂਰ ਉਹ ਆਪਣੀ ਮੌਜ ਜ਼ਰੂਰ ਵਰਤਾਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ
ਇਫ ਵੀ ਡੂ ਨਾਟ ਗੋ ਅਪ ਵਾਈਲ ਲਿਵਿੰਗ ਦੈਨ ਐਟ ਦ ਟਾਈਮ ਆਫ ਅਵਰ ਡੈਥ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਪ੍ਰੋਟੈਕਟਸ ਅਵਰ ਸੋਲ ਔਰ ਟੇਕਸ ਕੇਅਰ ਆਫ ਅਵਰ ਸੋਲ ਵੈਨ ਇਟ ਰੀਚਸ ਦੀ ਆਈ ਸੈਂਟਰ ਅ ਲਿਟਲ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਇਟ.
Si no nos elevamos mientras estamos vivos, el maestro viene por nosotros en el momento de la muerte cuando el alma llega hasta el foco del ojo o cuando llega un poco más arriba de este.
Even if it doesn't reach there, still in the end, the master protects or takes care of the soul.
Incluso si no llega allá, en el end, allá protege o cuida el maestro del alma.
Master does take care of the soul, does protect the souls.
El maestro sí cuida y sí protege a las almas en algún sitio.
Agar satsangi shant hai, ode aaspaas satsangi hai, ta oh zarur kuch na kuch ghar walean nu aaspaas walean nu dasda hai. Agar besatsangi paas hai ya kai dafa bimari de vich, oh koi khaas gal nahi kar sakda ga. ਲੇਕਿਨ ਉਹ ਅੰਦਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਜ਼ਰੂਰ ਉਸਦੀ ਸੰਭਾਲ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਜੋ ਕੁਛ ਵਾਰਤਾਲਾਪ ਅੰਦਰ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਆਤਮਾ ਸਾਰਾ ਕੁਛ ਹੀ ਦੇਖਦੀ ਹੈ ਸਾਰਾ ਕੁਛ ਹੀ ਸੁਣਦੀ ਹੈ.
ਇਫ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਇਜ਼ ਪੀਸਫੁਲ ਐਂਡ ਇਫ ਅਰਾਊਂਡ ਹਿਮ ਆਰ ਦੀ ਅਦਰ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਇਜ਼ ਦੈਨ ਹੀ ਡੈਫੀਨੇਟਲੀ ਟਾਕਸ ਅਬਾਊਟ the master and what he is doing to the soul.
Si un satsangi está en paz y si hay otros satsangis a su alrededor, él con toda seguridad hablará acerca de lo que está haciendo el maestro con el alma.
If there are no satsangis around, or if sometimes because of the physical pain or the sickness, the satsangi is not able to talk, still, whatever he sees inside, whatever dialogue is happening between the master and the angels, he is very well aware of that and he sees everything.
Si por alguna razón si no hay satsangis a su alrededor o si la enfermedad es tal que esa persona no puede hablar, sin embargo, internamente él será muy consciente del diálogo que se lleva a cabo entre el maestro y el poder negativo o los ángeles.
Jadon saadi army Amritsar sahab si us waqt da ek waqia hai sada akhi dekhya hoya. ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸਾਵਣ ਸਿੰਘ ਦਾ ਇੱਕ ਪ੍ਰੇਮੀ ਚੋਲਾ ਛੱਡਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਜਦ ਉਹ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਦੇ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਗਿਆ ਹਾਲਾਂਕਿ ਸਾਰਿਆਂ ਨੇ ਕਹਿ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਡਾਕਟਰ ਨੇ ਵੀ ਕਹਿ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਵੀ ਇਹ ਖਤਮ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ ਉਹ ਤਿਆਰੀਆਂ ਕਰੀ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਸੀਗੇ ਉਹ ਕੋਈ 2-3 ਘੰਟਿਆਂ ਬਾਅਦ ਫਿਰ ਸਰੀਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਇਆ ਉਸਨੇ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਕਿ ਜਦ ਮੈਂ ਅੰਦਰ ਗਿਆ ਉਸ ਜਗ੍ਹਾ ਇੱਕ ਬਹੁਤ ਸਾਰਾ ਬੜੀ ਵੱਡੀ ਵਹੀ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਬੈਠਾ ਹੋਇਆ ਸੀਗਾ ਬੜੇ ਆਕਾਰ ਦਾ ਉਹ ਬੰਦਾ ਸੀਗਾ, ਬੜਾ ਸਾਰਾ। ਉਸਨੇ ਆਪਦੀ ਵਹੀ ਸਾਰੀ ਫੋਲੀ, ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਵੀ ਇਹਦਾ ਤਾਂ ਇੱਥੇ ਹਿਸਾਬ ਨਹੀਂ, ਅਤੇ ਨਾ ਇਸ ਨੂੰ ਤੁਸੀਂ, ਮੈਂ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਕਿਹਾ ਸੀ ਕਿ ਇਹਨੂੰ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਆਓ, ਉਹ ਤਾਂ ਬੰਦਾ ਹੋਰ ਹੈ। ਤੋ ਕਹਿਣ ਦਾ ਭਾਵ ਉਸਨੇ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਜੋ ਕੁਛ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸਾਵਣ ਸਿੰਘ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਕਿ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਪਾਈ ਪਾਈ ਦਾ ਹਿਸਾਬ ਰੱਖਿਆ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਮੈਂ ਸਾਰਾ ਕੁਛ ਦੇਖ ਆਇਆ, ਉਹ ਸੱਚ ਹੈ।
When our army was stationed in Amritsar Sahib, I saw this. One initiate of Master Savan Singh was about to leave the body. And when he went behind the eye center, it was declared that he is dead. Even the doctors who were there said that he has died. And people started preparing for his funeral. But after 2 hours or so, he came back into the body. And then he said that when I went inside, I saw a person of a very huge form sitting there with a very big ledger, and he looked in his ledger, he looked through many pages, and then he told the other people who had taken me there that this is not the person whom I had told you to bring here, because he does not have any account over here. So the meaning of saying is that he said that now I understand what Master Savan Singh Ji used to say, that the account of every single penny is kept over there.
En una ocasión, cuando el ejército donde yo estaba, en esa parte del ejército donde yo estaba, estuvimos en el sitio de Amritsar Sahib. Allá yo tuve la oportunidad de ver a un discípulo del maestro Savan Singh que iba a dejar el cuerpo. Él estaba muy enfermo y de repente su alma se retiró detrás de los ojos y todos habían dicho que él había muerto, incluso los médicos dijeron que él había muerto, pero después de unas 2 horas él regresó nuevamente al cuerpo y él nos contó cómo cuando él había ido internamente había visto a un ser de una forma muy grande. Y en sus manos él tenía un libro también muy grande y él estaba mirando allí en las cuentas y él este ser les dijo a los que lo habían llevado allá, esta no es la persona que yo les pedí que me trajeran, esta persona no tiene ninguna cuenta aquí con nosotros. Él entonces se dio cuenta que lo que el maestro Savan Singh decía era muy cierto, que allá se llevan un registro, una cuenta de todas las cosas que uno hace.
ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦਿਨਾਂ 'ਚ ਹੀ ਮਜੀਠਾ ਰੋਡ 'ਤੇ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸਾਵਣ ਸਿੰਘ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਦੇਣ ਗਏ, ਇੱਕ ਸਤਸੰਗੀ ਚੋਲਾ ਛੱਡਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ। ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਪਾਠੀ ਸਨ ਇੱਕ ਕਰਤਾਰ ਸਿੰਘ, ਇੱਕ ਬਾਹਨ ਸਿੰਘ। ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਵੀ ਦੇਖ ਕੇ ਆਓ ਕਿ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਮੌਤ ਦੇ ਵਕਤ ਜਾਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਆਉਂਦਾ। ਉਹ ਦੋਨੇ ਗਏ, ਉਹਨੇ ਸਤਸੰਗੀ ਨੇ ਵਾਕਿਆ ਹੀ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਕਿ ਗੁਰੂ ਆਇਆ ਹੈ, ਅਸੀਂ ਚੱਲੇ ਹਾਂ ਬਈ।
ਡਿਊਰਿੰਗ ਦੈਟ ਟਾਈਮ ਓਨਲੀ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਸਾਵਣ ਸਿੰਘ ਵਾਸ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਦ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਇਨ ਦ on the Majitha Road, and he was accompanied by his two parties, Kartar Singh and Bhan Singh, and when Satsangi was about to leave the body, so Master Savan Singh told them to go and see whether the Sadguru comes or not. So they went and they came back and they said that yes, because that person who has left the body had said that the master has come and I'm going with him.
En ese momento también el maestro Savan Singh estaba sobre una carretera llamada carretera Majita y él estaba allí con dos de sus patis, eran Kartar Singh y
Bhan Singh.
Bhan Singh. Y él les pidió a ellos dos que fueran, y allá también iba a dejar el cuerpo un discípulo, un iniciado, y él les pidió que fueran hasta allá para ver si el maestro sí venía por esa alma. Ellos fueron hasta allá y después cuando regresaron le dijeron que sí, el discípulo había dicho que el maestro había venido a llevárselo.
ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੇਵਤਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਕਦੇ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਹੀ ਨੀਗਾ, ਉਹ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਛਡਾ ਕੇ ਕਿਵੇਂ ਲੈ ਜਾਏਗਾ? ਨਹੀਂ, ਉਹਦਾ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੇਵਤਿਆਂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਸੰਪਰਕ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ। ਇੱਥੇ ਇਸਦੀ ਬੈਠਕ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ, ਸੱਜੇ ਪਾਸੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਰੂਪ ਬੈਠਾ ਹੈ, ਖੱਬੇ ਪਾਸੇ ਕਾਲ ਹੈ। ਜਦ ਆਤਮਾ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਅੰਦਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਆਵਾਜ਼ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਕਾਲ ਵੀ ਆਵਾਜ਼ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਜਿਹੜਾ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਰੋਜ਼ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਖੱਬੇ ਪਾਸੇ ਦੀ ਆਵਾਜ਼ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੁਣਨੀਗੀ ਔਰ ਸੱਜੇ ਪਾਸੇ ਦੀ ਸੁਣਨੀ ਹੈ, ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਰਸਤਾ ਇਸ ਪਾਸੇ ਹੈ। ਤੋ ਗੁਰੂ ਜਦ ਆਵਾਜ਼ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਸੱਜੇ ਪਾਸਿਓਂ, ਤੋ ਸੇਵਕ ਉਸੇ ਪਾਸੇ ਚਲਿਆ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਂਭ ਲੈਂਦਾ ਹੈ।
ਸੋ ਡੀਅਰ ਵੰਸ, ਇਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਡਸ ਨਾਟ ਹੈਵ ਦੀ ਐਕਸੈਸ ਟੂ ਦ ਸੱਚਖੰਡ, ਐਂਡ ਇਫ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਨਾਟ ਕੈਪੇਬਲ ਆਫ ਮੀਟਿੰਗ ਆਲ ਦਿਸ ਏਂਜਲਸ ਐਂਡ ਗੋਡਸ ਐਂਡ ਗੋਡੈਸਿਸ, How can he save you from them?
Así que, mis amados, si el maestro no tiene acceso a Satchkhand y si él no tiene la capacidad de encontrarse o de enfrentarse con estos dioses y diosas y estos ángeles, entonces, ¿cómo los va a salvar a ustedes de ellos?
The perfect master is sitting within you on the right-hand side as the negative power is sitting on your left-hand side.
El maestro está sentado dentro de ustedes a mano derecha, así como está sentado el poder negativo dentro de ustedes a mano izquierda.
And that is why when the soul goes within, the, both the master and the negative power call him, and if the disciple listens to the call of the master and goes to the right hand side, then he is saved by the master. This is why every day it is said that you should not listen to any sound coming from the left hand side. You should only listen to the sounds coming from the right hand side.
Por eso cuando el discípulo va internamente, tanto el maestro como el poder negativo empiezan a llamar a ese discípulo, pero el discípulo siempre debe ir a mano derecha, y es por eso que todos los días se les repite o se les dice que ustedes siempre deben prestar atención a los sonidos que vienen del lado derecho.
And the closing bhajan is on page 254. Gracious Sawan has caused the drizzle to shower. At least come out in this intoxicating weather and see. In the sky there are colorful swings. At least let the swing of love to its peak and see. Understand the melody of the song sung by the cuckoo. At least sing one song of love and see. You will get the happiness of heaven here itself. At least come under the shade of the hair and see. I'll make you drink through the cups of eyes. At least exchange your great glance with me and see. I'll write my whole life in your name. At least for once get in love with me and see. I'll keep you hidden in my eyelashes. At least come into the courtyard of my heart and see. Today the nectar is showering from the skies. At least create the yearning for once and see. Coming into the intoxication of the month of Sawan, at least shoot the arrows of your glance and see. The jibe has become yours for no cost. At least for once you try me and see. The bhajan of Sanchi's on page 254.
Sawan dayalu ne rimaji malai tumo samrangile che aketa deka sawan dayalu ne rimaji malai tumo samrangile che aketa deka ambaranche pingane sat sat rangiya ambarante pingane sat sat rangiya tu pyaran di pinga chada keta deka tu pyaran di pinga chada keta deka tu mo samrangi leche aketa deka Sawande alune rimaji malai tumo samrangi leche aketa deka Kowilande gitandi surenu samaja ke Kowilande gitandi surenu samaja ke Tu ek gitu pyaranda gaha ke ta deka Tu iku gitu pyaranda gaha ke ta deka rangile che a cheta deca savande alune rimagimalai tumo samrangile che a cheta deca cusci suvare gandhi mile jauete cusci suvare gandhi mile jauete tu giù le fande chaheta a cheta deca tu giù le fande chaheta a cheta deca tu mo samrangile che a cheta deca savande alune rimagimalai tu mo samrangile che a cheta deca me bare bare ne na de jahama pila du me bare bare ne na de jahama pila du tu ek vari na jeran mila cheta deca tu ek vari na jaran mila cheta deca tu mo samrangile che a cheta deca savande alune rimagimalai tu mo samrangile che a cheta deca me jivan besara tere namalika du me jivan besara tere namalika du tu ekavari mere nala la cheta deca tu ecovari mere nala la cheta deca tu mo samrangile che a cheta deca savande alune rimagimalai tu mo samrangile che a cheta deca me pala cancera cola ciu pa che te nu me pala cancera cola ciu pa che te nu tu di levale vede ciò, a cheta deca. Tu di levale vede ciò, a cheta deca. Tu mo samrangile ce, a cheta deca. Savande alune rimagimalai tu mo samrangile che a cheta deca amarit jale agio ambaracio barase amarit jale acho ambarancho barase tu ikavari rija Laga que ta deca, tu e cavaririja. Laga que ta deca, tu mo samrangile ce. A que ta deca, sawande alune, rimajimalai. Tumo samrangile ce, a keta deka, sawan mehi nedi, mahasti ce a ke, sawan mehi nedi, mahasti ce a ke. Tu na gerande tira, chala che ta deca. Tu na gerande tira, chala che ta deca. Tu mo samrangile ce. A che ta deca, savande alune, rimajimalai, tu mo samrangile ce, a che ta deca, dama bina ajayava, हो गया तेरा दामा बिना आ जाए अब हो गया तेरा तू एक बारी मैनू आज मकेता देखा तू एक बारी मैनू आज मकेता देखा तुमो समरंगी ले चे आखेता देखा सावंदे आलूने रीमा जी मलाई तुमो समरंगी ले चे A che ta deca.
Today, the nectar is showering from the skies. At least create the yearning for once and see. Gracious Samhain has caused the drizzle to shower. At least come out in this intoxicating weather and see. May God continue to bless us all.